Reish ayin alas tifid alas. In ein loy elikos echos. Okay, he had only one cup of wine, and now he has kiddush at night, in the day, abdullah. So what do you do? Makash babalayla venatoyim imenu. He makes kiddush at night, does not drink from it, so he commends. Because once he drinks from it, it becomes potent, and he can't be used lachatzilu for kiddush. Elo, shoyt imenu likos acha. Toyim yayin shel kiddush, mikos hasheini. He pointed to the second cup, and then you drink from the second cup, and the remaining wine in the first cup you could use for tomorrow. Obviously, according to this, you have to leave a revius over for tomorrow. So we're talking about, if you have a cup that has more than a revius, it has to have at least a revius and a meloi lugmos. And once you have a revius and a meloi lugmos, so for the night it's enough to drink a meloi lugmos. That's the minimum amount you can drink, which is really a revius. And the rest of the revius, you leave for tomorrow. That's when the chavah passes. And Mishnah Berurah prefers Mogad Avram's shita, or he should drink from a cup that has a revius. He pour off the excess of a revius, leave a revius in the cup, and drink a molar lugma out of the revius. The problem is, though, that the leftovers of the cup is pogum. So then you have to pour back the other wine, which is not pogum, and that will fix up the pogum. Everything is good. Yeah. Now, as far as this cup, it won't be full tomorrow. So there's two options. Either the enochanami, use a cup which is not full, even though the chetzila should be full, it's not ma'aki, it's still kosher without that. Or if you find yourself a smaller cup, it'll put the revius that's left over into the second cup. Loiva ela revius mitzimtzum. We have to remember, Laila, if he only has one revius, or even if he has more than a revius, but he doesn't have enough for a revius plus a meloi lugmo, so when he's going to drink his meloi lugmo at night, he's going to have less than a revius left. Loiva ela lashem revius. He's allowed to, and he should, add water to the wine, so that it comes back, the remaining amount comes back to the revius. Da'ka sheish lo kois acher la'abdola. That which he used in the morning, then we have another cup for Abdullah. So if you only have enough for two cups, two kiddushim, then in Loike, Mutar Shin, if Emel Abdullah, Shiyev Shevim Pas, Abdullah cannot be done on bread. So therefore, it's better that once again, a person can make alakoyis only twice, for use one for the night and one for Abdullah. If he has beer, then he can use that for Abdullah in the places where beer is Chama Medina. And there, that's another way to get out of this problem. So if he has some Chama Medina for Abdullah, then it's better to use the wine for Kiddush in the morning, because there are more opinions that say that the Chama Medina, the beer and these type of things, work for Abdullah than those that say it works for the morning. Yeah, so once again, if you only have two cups, use one at night and one for Abdullah, because Abdullah, you can't make the Kiddush on bread. Shigadish Allah, v'lo yelayan Abdullah. That's better than not having wine for Abdullah. The maximum you can get out is two cups. Kash v'layla, v'echa, v'yavdil, arashayne, v'loy kash v'yoy, v'kiddush alayla, all this, here's the kiddush. If you could have only two cups, then you should use one for kiddush at night, one for Abdullah in the morning, you'll eat without kiddush because you don't have anything to make kiddush on.